Success is the destination causes a failed life? In fact, it is not just success, but any supposedly positive outcome as the focus, as the destination will cause a failed life. As certainly as that the sun will come up in the morning. I have a student who wants to be worthy. The question to ask, why? Why would you want to be worthy? All your wants are fueled by a desire to fix. It is human nature, it is not personal. What is personal is what you want to fix. Not the desire to fix. The desire to fix is universal. My student who wants to be worthy wants to fix that he is worthless. And here is another principle that you'll hate. Whatever you want to fix is a lie. And if it is not true, then it cannot be fixed. It cannot be wrong. And you are wasting your life. I used to be a subscriber of Masterclass. Then I changed my mind. Whatever people can see cause their success has a 10% truth value. Meaning it is 90% bullshit. Sir Richard Branson is the latest of high achievers who is teaching success in Masterclass. He can see what is in his invisible to a higher degree than most. To 7%. If he followed what he teaches, he would be a pauper. Guaranteed. Okay, here is where the original article from 2012 begins. Why is it that you look at a successful person and even if you copy all their actions, even if you copy their attitude the way they tell you, you won't be able to duplicate their success? I have been slacking off growing, i.e. didn't do much to grow, and I noticed. Not for a long time, maybe a week or two, but I have started to notice. Just like athletes notice the imperceptible signs of muscle atrophy and weakening when they are on vacation. It is very easy to go off growth mode. Easier than to go back to growth mode. It's easy, because 99% of the population is there, at any one time. Most people over 18, as a matter of fact, and most people under 18. Lol, not funny. So, this morning, excitedly, I returned to NQuat, homeschooling NQuat, myself. I am starting to review the 100 or so programming videos I have not had time to view since I bought them. Programming is not my expertise, and I probably won't need most of what I'll learn. So why am I doing this? Why don't I try to learn something I need? Because that's what the 99% would do. The 99% is always wrong. They do something for a reason, and that is a different mindset than the mindset I consider NQuat, success mindset NQuat. So what is success mindset? Well, success mindset, the way I see it, the way it comes from the original design, is considering what life wants. Life wants you to create more life. Not just procreate, but to live fuller, wider, higher, bolder, in an increasing complexity. That's how life evolved on this planet. By life wanting more complex life. Going from a one-celled organism to the highest it could go, human being, as far as I can see. For no reason. Success for no reason. Success for success's sake. You can't get enough success to be successful for no reason. Reason limits you, and causes you to shrink or die before your time. When you have a because, whether it pushes you, like getting away from misery or poverty, there is a point where you are far enough, so you stop. And then you stop growing. The 99%, the majority that is always wrong, lives an inordinate life. They try to choose the shortest path to what they want, so the rest of the time they can just atrophy. Why is this relevant to you? Because it answers the question in the title, if you only copy the inordinate part of a person's life, a person's mindset, it will not produce the same results in you as it did in him. Worse than that, if an already successful person starts to copy a person who is even more successful than them, they will, inadvertently start to put emphasis on the inordinate actions of the person, and abandon what made them successful to begin with, their inner drive for growth for no reason. I actually have one of my teachers in mind. He taught me most of what I use now to have and run a business. While I'd spent hundreds of thousands of dollars with other teachers, I spent about maybe $3,000 with him in the almost 2 years I studied with him, and what I learned for that money is all I need now, or maybe almost all I need. I am watching his programming videos now to return to growth mode. This person bought his first house at around age 22, and left his full-time programming job, because he made more money in a week in his side business than in a year in his full-time job. He was in growth mode, he did what he loved, and his vibration was high for a programmer/marketer, it was 299. No spirituality there, at least not overtly. We are talking about a programming nerd, don't forget. He went to an internet marketing seminar and he got infected with the common man's disease, working for money. He started to follow another marketer, learned a lot, raised his prices, got himself a partner, extremely successful. but his vibration dropped to 250. What happened? He started to live an unsatisfying, in order to life. His guiding motivation is not growth anymore. He wants to grow income. Not himself. Not life. While his teacher isn't able to, or won't talk about his motivation, our nerd friend, I love him, this is not an insult, started to do what he thinks the master marketer is doing. To his own detriment. Success as destination causes a failed life. They teach you to have a big enough why. But that is poison. You need to have no reason. You need a direction, but not a reason. We all know examples of people who follow a certain guru in order to become successful but produce lesser results than the guru or no results. It is hard to be self-aware and conscious enough for anyone to teach their inner guidance and their worldview as well, if it is even possible, especially if we are talking about teaching something to do. Even meditation is a to do. Marketing masters like Yannick Silver, who grew up immersed in the Ten Commandments of Prosperity. Frank Kern, who grew up with a psychologist mother. Armand Morin, whose inner drive to grow is so strong there is no stopping him. Robert Plank, who will take programming, personal productivity, and marketing to the level of art. Or in spirituality and healing, the few people that connect but can't or won't teach you how they connect. They will teach you what they do, but what you get is the unquote, in order to unquote, stuff, and unless your own inner world is already more committed to serving life growing, you will not learn that from a master. Only leaning towards soul and allowing it to guide you will take you there. And, of course, connecting to source. I wrote this article, most of it, 10 years ago. If something is a principle, it stands the passing of time, and remains true. In a workshop series I started 2 weeks ago, we put on the hard hat, working overalls, and descend to the bowels of the ship to see what is at the roots of where your ship is going. Once we see the whys and the hows of your journey, we can invent a new path, new whys and new hows, so your ship starts heading in the direction that is more wholesome. You can get the recordings of the Money Roots workshops. We're in a compact format, we do the inquiry and the digging. Of course it is better to be in the workshop, because you can look at your personal bias, your personal whys and hows. But I am sure that if you are intelligent enough, and your self-awareness is high enough, you can benefit a lot from the recordings. Find out what's under your hood.